Hello, I'm Joe Selinsky from Lifeway Church in North Bangor, New York, privileged to be your Mars Hill pastor for the day. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 6 says, "In all your ways acknowledge God, and he shall direct your paths." Now, did you get the emphasis of that verse? Be committed to God's purpose. Simple, right? But how, when, where, and why? So listen, if we're admitted followers of Jesus and love God, we are to acknowledge the Lord in all our ways all the time. The word acknowledge literally means to recognize or to see. In other words, in all things, all the time, in the midst of our day-to-day lives and actions, we are to be looking for God, looking for what he wants and what he desires. Whether we're going to play or pray, to work or worship, whether we're going on vacation or to our vocation, whether we are bass fishing, gardening, or on our way to Walmart or returning home, we are to acknowledge the Lord. Why? Because it's always, every time, anywhere, always to our best interest and to God's glory. And if we don't completely believe that, we have to be telling ourselves that God, that Jesus, is not really perfect. And if we think that to be true, why did we trust him with our eternal life, forgiveness, salvation? God is perfectly trustworthy, worship-worthy, or he is not God. Acknowledge him. And this simply tells us, always keep God in mind. Now, this is more than just a reading, reading your Bible sometimes. It's more than just praying, even often, more than a few hours worshiping God in a church building or studying his word, more than wearing a t-shirt that says, "Trust Jesus." All acceptable things, but what this means is that every moment of your life, the Lord Jesus is to be appearing in your thoughts, thinking through your mind, to be looking through your eyes, to be speaking through your lips, to be working through your hands, to be walking through your feet, to be listening through your ears, and to be loving through your heart. Let Jesus permeate your very being, and let that light shine for everyone to see. It can never be done in perfection because we are not perfect and he is perfect. But a heartfelt, dedicated, committed, thankful, worshipful attitude can bring this Jesus acknowledgement or soulful permeation to the very forefront of our lives much more often than we would have ever thought possible. And we are to earnestly try to, till it reaches its apex in our lives, acknowledge the Lord, look for the Lord, seek the Lord, and recognize the Lord in all our ways. God wants to be in on every decision of our lives, and not to take away blessings and freedoms, but to give blessings and freedom and hope and courage and joy within and peace beyond comprehension. Even through hardships, problems, disappointments still manifesting in our lives here in this world's time. God loves you, and he wants to guide every step of our lives. We humans with a fallen nature to deal with don't like surrendering, giving someone else control. But listen, if we're going to be guided by the Lord, there can be no ifs, no ands, and no buts in the will of God for our life. Surrender all to him, to Jesus, and not in defeat, but because we will be even more victorious and less befuddled over perplexing choices and life-important decisions to be made, because we call on perfection itself to decide for us. And that frees our mind from anxiety, worry, and doubt, if we trust. In other words, if you trust God for everything, he will guide you in everything to ever-increasing benefit, blessing, and peace of mind, and great hope in the trials and distresses that we face while earthbound. I'm Joe Selinsky, and it's been a privilege to be your Mars Hill pastor for the day.